This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described Saturday his decision, or a decision by the International Criminal Court investigation, as pure anti-Semitism, hours after judges at the ICC found the court has jurisdiction over war crimes committed in the Palestinian territories, paving the way for possible criminal investigation despite Israeli objections. The decision prompted swift reactions from both Israel, which is not a member of the court and rejects its jurisdiction, and the Palestinian Authority, which welcomed the ruling. The ICC judges said their decision was based on the fact that Palestine has been granted membership to the tribunal, founding treaty, and had referred the situation to the court. The judges said the jurisdiction decision does not imply any attempt to determine Palestinian statehood, which is uncertain on national borders. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres Friday welcomed the formation of a new interim government for Libya and called on all Libyan and international parties to respect the result. UN-sponsored talks produced a new interim government for Libya on Friday aimed at resolving a decade of chaos, division, and violence by holding national elections later this year. Libya has been engulfed in chaos since a NATO-backed intervention ended Muammar Gaddafi's four-decade rule in 2011. U.S. President Joe Biden says Donald Trump's erratic behavior should prevent him from receiving classified intelligence briefings, a courtesy that historically has been granted to outgoing presidents. Asked in an interview with CBS News on Friday what he feared if Trump continued to receive the briefings, Biden said he did not want to speculate out loud, but he made it clear that he did not want Trump to continue to receive those briefings. This is VOA News. The U.S. military will send troops to boost the White House's COVID-19 vaccination campaign, which President Biden has compared to a wartime effort. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
The Pentagon will deploy more than 1,100 troops to five vaccination centers.
The first team of 222 will be going to a site in California.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the military is working with FEMA on plans for the other troops, whom White House vaccine response advisor Andy Slavitt says will play a critical role.
We'll help vaccinate thousands of people per day.
Only 2% of the U.S. population has received the required two doses of vaccines now available. Fewer than 7 million people. Dr. Anthony Fauci estimates between 230 and 270 million need to be vaccinated for the country to reach widespread immunity. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports now that vaccinations are being widely administered. About 13% of the nation's nursing homes are now free of COVID infections.
Getting shots into nursing home patients became a priority since vaccinations began in mid-December. The federal government says 1.5 million clients have already received at least their first dose. The American Healthcare Association finds that cases among residents fell by 48% at homes where immunizations had occurred, compared to a 21% decline at non-vaccinated facilities nearby.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. The European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, said he had, an intense talk with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow Friday and called on Moscow to release jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Borrell added, on Russia-EU relations, over the last years, our relationship has been marked by fundamental differences and lack of trust. European officials are denouncing Russia's decision to expel diplomats from Sweden, Poland, and Germany, while accusing them of attending a rally in support of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The announcement came as the European Union's foreign affairs chief, Josep Borrell, told Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that the treatment of Navalny represents a low point in the relations between Brussels and Moscow. The Russian Foreign Ministry said the diplomats took part in what it called unlawful rallies January 23rd. Tens of thousands of people across Russia took to the streets that day to protest Navalny's arrest. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.